6:20. We are rolling along with the Capital City Recap here on 1320 WILS. Let's talk some more about President Trump and what happened today. Rallies across the country called Not My President's Day. Alan Sachs with us, political science professor at the University of Texas at Arlington. Alan, how's it going this evening?
Well, I want to know if those demonstrations were organized with President Obama behind them and maybe a lot of billionaire money, yeah. Or were they just spontaneous? People have a right to demonstrate regardless of the inspiration or what instigated it, but I think it would be interesting to note if all those demonstrations really were highly organized and well-financed.
Well, and we're hearing with the polling numbers that Donald Trump has these very low poll numbers for job approval. Do you buy the numbers, by the way?
I really don't know. I honestly do not know. I'm going back to the presidential contest where all the major media outlets were saying, even just several days before the election in November, that he was behind in all the major polls.
Because, yeah, he says he doesn't buy any of it. And you've been looking...
And they were wrong. And they were wrong. And he was right.
You've been studying presidents for so many decades, Alan. What kind of a grade do you give him as of today?
Well, it's difficult to give anybody a grade. I think people tried to give President Obama a grade, and they said he was the 12th best president in American history. He's only been out of office for a month. You can't grade somebody like that. You got to look far in the future to do it.
Okay, but let's do this then. For launching off a presidency, how does Donald Trump compare to others?
I think he's excellent. I think he's done well. It's not the fact that you have Obamacare repealed and replaced. Those are important issues, no question about that. He's done some very substantial things as well. Mm-hmm. But he has created a major debate in this country about the old versus the new. He has impacted the media like no other president in many, many years.
Now, is he really dealing with the media in a way you've never seen before by a president?
Probably not this widely. Other American presidents have been critical of the media, Harry Truman, President Franklin Roosevelt, but it was a different era. This is the era of social media, the era of instant news and Twittering. And so President Trump makes use of those to really go after the media. And the media can't take it. They are just literally coming unglued.
Okay, but who tends to win in the end when it's the president versus the media?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Well, let's look at Richard Nixon as an example.
Nixon lost. The media loved John Kennedy. And this is a good example. I'm glad you raised that. The media loved John Kennedy, even though he had a background and his personal life was very, very questionable.
Right.
They didn't raise those issues. Not a one while he was president.
Back then, that was completely out of bounds, right, to talk about it.
And they wouldn't touch it.
Yeah.
But, not necessarily. In other presidential elections, those issues were raised, going all the way back to Andrew Jackson. But you're right, it wasn't publicized very much. But they disliked Nixon from the start. So when they got a hold of Richard Nixon again, boy, did they go after him.
And did he have any way to fight back that you could
tell? Very difficult. Yeah. Very, very difficult. He was not all that articulate, but the media just disliked him intensely. Yeah. And you have to admit the Democrats did, too.
Is Donald Trump articulate in your view?
No, he's not all that articulate, but he speaks the language, and I'm going to use a phrase, and I'm not exactly... sure, somebody asked me, what do I mean by it? What is the definition? Mm-hmm. He speaks the language of a common man. He gets up there and he yells and he says things, and probably I can just visualize somebody home saying, way to go. That's exactly what I believe, too. He's not as articulate as President Obama. He's not specific in a lot of his issues, but very few of us are in every day.
Well, yeah, but no question, but we're not president. Is that a problem if the president does not, can't get down to the details?
Eventually, it could be. It depends on the subject. It depends on the subject that he's discussing and who he's discussing it with. But I think he can make some broad generalities, and we know what he's talking about. And I think he appeals to people very, very much. For example, on the issue of terrorism in Sweden, he irritated some of the Swedes who said there's not been any terrorist acts here recently.
He said yesterday, right? He said there was an assignment.
But he was on it, though. Yeah. There is a lot of evidence that the Swedish crime rate has gone up very dramatically in recent years. Whether or not that can be attributed to refugees coming in is difficult. But the media in Sweden, the media in Germany, just like our media in here in some areas, they want to downplay terrorism.
They locked in on the yesterday part of his statement because nothing did happen the day before. Alan Sachs with us, political science professor, University of Texas at Arlington. And I always love to get your thoughts on what's happening on campus. We see these demonstrations against Milo Yiannopoulos, right? Berkeley, right. We saw that big thing in Berkeley. Here at MSU, he came to MSU. He was actually on our show, but there was a huge demonstration. People got arrested. Are you seeing that kind of passion on your campus?
No. We have a lot of passion, but hasn't reached that level yet. I think I'm going to be really very cynical. I think a lot of college students just think they're better than anybody else. We don't want that on our campus. Uh-huh. But if you believe in free speech, you believe in free speech. Uh-huh. And sorry to say that a lot of college students and maybe some professors and administrators do not believe in free speech anymore. And that's a terrible thing.
Really? You're saying your fellow professors don't believe in free?
Well, I haven't polled them. I haven't polled them. But I keep thinking, where do these college students get those ideas from?
Well, what they call it hate speech, Alan. That's the
hate
term.
Hate speech is also protected. It's protected. Mm-hmm. The only speech that is not protected is when you definitely make a terrible physical threat against an individual named. But hate speech has always been protected. That's the very nature of the First Amendment. And one person's hate speech is another person's freedom of speech.
You've been on campus for decades, Alan. When did you first see this change occurring?
A few years ago, but it's reached a crescendo today. But I saw it when you could not make any comments against President Obama. When political correctness came in, I'm guessing maybe about 10, 15 years ago, mm-hmm. as a college environment that you can't say anything, and it's a terrible, terrible downplaying of one of the most important things in American society, and especially on college campuses.
Now, let me say, Alan, I mean, you do a lot of radio and you speak your mind. Are there any repercussions to you that occur?
No, but there are students that don't necessarily, like what I'm saying, and that's all right.
Do they tell you that?
But by the way, By the way, I don't start the conversation. They do. In fact, about an hour or so ago, I was invited to a residence hall here on the campus, and a few students were there. I said, "What are your questions?" And they said, "We want you to talk about Donald Trump,
okay.
And we want you to talk about this and this." And I did. And a few students just got bananas,
Right. Well, so they disagreed with your viewpoint on it.
And they can't handle it. What they don't understand is there's many things that are hurtful to me and hurtful to others.
Like what? What's hurtful to you?
Well, I remember, like, political correctness, like many of the things that they talk about, the whole deal about white privilege and heterosexual privilege and this phobia and that phobia.
So what do you, when they're telling you about white privilege, what do you say to them?
I tell them this is an issue that has been way, way overblown. Everybody's privileged, but they don't understand history. They don't understand where we come from.
Right. They say there's institutional racism, right?
There has been privilege of one group to another group for as long as mankind has existed. But that's not a good answer on my part. The answer is we need to have history, and they don't understand history. They don't understand what came about 35, 40, 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. And when people talk about privilege, how far do we go with that? Yeah. Next, we'll be talking about economic privilege and give up your money to somebody else.
Just a minute left here, Alan. Do you ever
give up your grade average? To somebody else because you're smarter and you've studied more than somebody else. So the issue of privilege is something that can be taken to huge extremes, and I think they're doing that, and I try to point that out to them.
Yeah. I ever think, I've had enough of this?
Excuse me?
Ever think of you've had enough of this teaching thing?
No, I enjoy it. Somebody has to be in there with the battle, and I'm it. Mm. However, I do know a few instructors, and they were liberal instructors and Democrats, and they said that. They said they just can't take it anymore.
Yeah. Alan Sachs, political science
professor.
But I
love it. I'm in there kicking in.
What? Yeah.
But I try to be courteous and polite and want the same out of them.
Over five decades now as a professor. Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. Alan, thank you very much. Loved it.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
This is 1320 WILS.